Okay, I'll start over again. Yeah, for those who are not in class with us, we sorely miss you. And but what we're doing this morning is to look at some of the writing we've done so far, but primarily focusing on the MLA style of citation and just kind of get familiar with that and make sure we're doing that correctly. We'll be referring to the handout you received earlier of Dr. Hamm and Dr. Clay's. It's called a Bible Student's Guide to the MLA Handbook, but it's pertinent to not just biblical studies, but any paper you're doing using MLA. So, two that are here, we'll just kind of play with this a little bit. So, what have you written so far?
I've written the story.
The story. How's that gone?
Pages.
How much?
Six
pages. Okay. Did you, being kind of a novel, I guess, a little mini short story, did you do any referencing in that though?
I kind of got from the literature books, but I mean, not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know how to reference with the story.
Yeah, if it's just a creative writing.
I got the idea from like the book that was drafted.
You might want to go in and say some of these ideas of the following story are prompted by, and cite a particular novel or a particular book. That way you give credit where credit's due.
Okay.
And just would use, it wouldn't be necessarily, see, most of the citing is parenthetical, you know, in the MLA.
And Mr. Young?
Yeah, I lost your picture, but I still hear you.
Can you mute the telephone?
Mute the telephone?
Yeah, something's on the phone. Can you mute it? I think you muted your audio. We can't hear you. There you go. I hear you.
My alarm was set, but I never heard it. I woke up at 6:40. The bus I was supposed to catch came at 6:51. I knew I wasn't going to make that bus. So I had to catch the next one.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Here we go again. Sorry for those who are listening to the audio. Had a little temporary glitch. We're going at it again, though. So what we're doing is looking at some sample writing, but then looking at how we cite stuff with the MLA form, and so we'll just kind of do a roundtable discussion on that. And with Brittany, we're saying that with the short story, if you will, your kind of narrative thing, if you have some specific text that stirred the idea or gave you maybe plot line or something, it would be good just simply say the following is prompted by such and such book or such and such novel or whatever.
Okay.
That makes sense. So how many would that be? Are there two or three that you think?
Probably
that
just
two. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a section in your short story that you drew one text and then the other one over here, or was it kind of laced all the way through?
I drew some from here and some from there. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
So when you move, okay, when you start with the one section, say the following portion of the story is drawn from such and such, get to the next section, that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so you could do that parenthetically because you're actually citing a book, so you would do as if you're doing a book entry, just have that one line in there saying the following is prompted by the story. So, okay, so we'll turn to you, Caleb, and ask you about, you know, of course, we don't have in hand your sample writing, but you were talking about one oddity, if you will, or a unique thing, is drawing from the resources or the portion of a previous paper done at a different school, different course. So you might walk that through with us so others can hear about it, too.
Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Basically, just wanting to, I've taken two courses, which are kind of the bulk of my topic in businesses, missions, and personal evangelism. And so I have probably 15 to 20 pages per class of essays that I've already written. So I was a bunch of stuff that just basic stuff that I'll have in this paper is something that I've already written. So I just asked him if I could get permission to implement portions or paragraphs or sentences or whatever of papers I've already written into this one.
Okay. And how will you cite that then, just for the benefit of the others since we talked about it?
Well, I don't know exactly how, but I'll need to figure out the proper MLA citation for citing your own work from a previous time.
Yeah, now when you cite the material you'd be using out of that previous paper, would you be citing something like a sentence with a reference from a textbook as well? Like, I wrote this sentence, but I wrote this sentence referring to such and such text.
I'm not real sure.
Yeah, I'd say on something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say on something like that, if you are using your previous paper and you're gonna cite a section, a sentence or two, but in that previous paper, you wrote those two sentences because you were drawing from a particular text. Well, what I would suggest then on that is that you really kind of rewrite the sentences and make the reference to that text, because what you're doing is just going back to that text.
That you're asking referencing my text as a book. I guess I didn't understand what you were asking. But yeah, if I was, instead of citing a source through my own self, just go ahead and rewrite
it. Go to the original source.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, just go to the original source, but don't parrot what you wrote from that source again. You know, just kind of rework it. But now, if you've got a few sentences, maybe as much as a small paragraph, that's your writing, then that's when you'd be self-referencing, right? You'd say, previously presented to such and such class at IU for the fulfillment of this course, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And so you can do that parenthetically.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Would you be able to, on something like this, would you be able to put any kind of notation and footnotes?
Yeah, I think something like that, maybe footnote, that would be something to search through here. I'm less familiar with MLA than Chicago and Turabian. So you might check and see if the appropriate use of your footnote.
Definitely. I guess the Ham Snyder guide that we have, that does really well.
I've got that pulled up right here, in fact. Okay, anything else, Caleb, that regarding citations or referencing something that you find problematic or wonder how to do it?
No, not really. That's kind of the only thing that I've not encountered before, at least to this point. Maybe something will come up, but everything else just seems pretty standard. Drawn from a book, last name, page number.
Yeah. Okay, well, John, how about you? We'll turn to you with regards to citing. If in some of your writing, have you got a few footnotes yet or references yet?
Well, kind of not. I really hadn't taken a whole lot of notes on it, anything just yet, but I have started writing on paper itself.
Good.
I hadn't had a chance to send that to you. Let me pull that up real quick and I can. But I did go in and I did accomplish the annotated bibliography. I sent a working outline to you. I don't know if you got that.
Yeah, I got both of those.
Let me see. Anyway, I'm kind of out of it a little bit. I had a bad migraine headache yesterday. Mm-hmm. Had to go to the ER. Well, basically what I did was when I started out, you can see how I started out in my opening paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I've been able to do is some of the information that I've been able to come up with is I come across this this biblical counseling manual from a gentleman, Adam Felisky, and he covers a lot on not only just the relationship between psychology and Christianity, but also how to, it goes step by step on how you would explain to like someone you're counseling, mm-hmm. the step by steps that they need to do, mm-hmm. in reference to what the Bible says.
Yeah.
And I've been able to find quite a bit of research. The more I dug into it, I've been able to come up with more and more resources that I think that are going to be pretty solid.
Yeah. You know? Well, now, like on this one, is it Pulaski?
Pulaski.
Yeah. So is this from a like a notebook of material that he's published, or?
Yes, if I remember correctly, let's see if I can pull up the website. He went in with several other professionals, and this is more or less like a manual that he wrote that he started in 1978 doing counseling.
Mm-hmm.
He trained began to teach biblical counseling from 80 to 84, and then from 84 until today. And he has some co-workers that he's worked with over the years that between them and him, they've been able to compile all of their experience and also other resources that they come up with to be able to create this manual.
Well, what I was saying that for citing it, perhaps it would be you do the normal parenthetical like you've done Pulaski page such and such. Is that it has pagination in it?
I didn't put the page number. I needed
yeah,
to.
But the manual does have page number to it.
It doesn't have page number, but it has a note
section.
Each section.
Okay.
Like you know how you showed us to do the main Roman numeral and then the subsections.
So when you do your parenthetical, I do Pulaski, comma, then the section.
The section that you get it out of.
But then, and you might want to ask Dr. Snyder on this. I don't know if you would do this in MLA format. If you do it as a footnote to say this is an unpublished work, a manual written by such and such at this date.
Okay.
But you might check with Dr. Snyder on that to see if it should be footnoted or simply it shows up in the bibliography as a unpublished work manual for biblical counseling.
Yes.
You know, give the title and all that stuff. So I would verify that with her. And I might not mean to dump on poor Dr. Snyder, but she might be a safer bet in verifying some of these unique citations. I think on yours, you could do parenthetically just say, just a little line prompted by such and such. It wouldn't hurt to check with her and just see if that needed to be footnoted, and then you just mentioned the book name and in the parenthetical. But you're really not quoting from the book. You just general idea from it. So you might check with her. And the same thing with you, Caleb. How exactly you cite yourself if you don't find it in the manual? Yeah, first look at the manual that we gave all of you, the Snyder Ham manual. And then, of course, you've got a footnote, or a link there to the MLA handbook, which is online, mla.org, and you can look it up there. So that might be something to first do due diligence, research it yourself. If you still can't find something, then bother Dr. Snyder. But don't tell her I sent you.
On the one that I just talked about, I did look up. There's, I think it's Trafford Publishing, which is a pretty regular publisher for anything that's having to do with Christian-related books that are being published. And this manual was actually published.
Okay,
it was actually published.
Okay, you could list it as such and give the name of the bibliography. Okay.
Right, and then also the main source where I got it, this actual printout was from this online Christian laboratory, the NTS library, and I can...
Well, I would use the whoever initially published this, and it would be a published work in that regard, but it's a published manual, so.
Published manual.
Just listen to that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me ask you this. I'm a novice at MLA, so I'm going to ask all three of you to tell me how to cite stuff, okay? I'll let you borrow my, I've got that document on there. So I'll just kind of go through some typical scenarios of citation. Okay, I'm quoting a book by a single author, you know, published in 1999. So tell me, how do I cite that in my writing? Because I know this is basic stuff, but walk me through it. How do you do that? Just citing a book, page number?
Well, if you reference the author in the actual sentence, then you just need to use the page number in parenthetical. But if you don't, then last name, space, page number.
In a parenthetical, at the end of the sentence, right? And do I capitalize the name?
Yes.
Of the author? And just use the last name only?
Yes.
So last name, comma, and page number, right?
No comma. No? Space.
Oh, okay. And then do I do a PG period then page, or do I just do a P period? What do I do? Oh, okay. So all I got to do is say, what one of my publications, Young, page 23. Not even at the page, just Young 23. No comma, but parenthetical on either side. Is there a space from the parent, the parentheses, and then Young, or is it the line? He said space. You say no.
There's no
space
between the first parenthetical and the Y and Young.
Yeah.
No, there's no space.
Okay, she's agreeing with you. Back to John. What do you think?
I think you have to like see it first.
Yeah, I'd have to see it.
Yeah, there is no space. You just use a parenthetical and start with the number. Yeah.
Okay.
You do a space, of course, after the name.
I was thinking of the in quotations before you.
I'm more
do the
of
open.
A visual person. If I just read it, I'm just going to be like, I don't know what you're saying.
Okay. So that's easy enough, right? Now, how about I write a sentence. Let's make the distinction. I write a sentence and I'm not quoting the author. I'm just kind of, you know, paraphrasing an idea, but I got it, the idea from that author. So how do I cite that again? Is it like I just said?
Same thing.
Just the name, last name, and page number?
Well, what I've done in the past is in something like that, I would open up the opening sentence with something to the effect of, according to,
yeah,
and then give reference to that way. And I know there's another way you can do it, but that's pretty much how I've been.
Okay, if you do that, like John said, if you start off like Snyder asserts that such and such, such and such. Now, how do you cite that though? Would you put parenthetical Snyder page 22 or something?
Just the page number.
You have to do that. You'd have to have the page number from which you drew that. You're not quoting it, but you're drawing that idea from her. Would you just do the page number?
Yeah.
In the parenthetical?
If you made clear in the sentence what you were referencing. So if the way you referenced it would make it easy for you to find that source in the bibliography. So if Snyder was your own, if there was only one work from Snyder, then you would only need the page number. But if you reference Snyder, but you're citing, if you have three of her publications in your bibliography, then you need to be more specific in your parenthetical so it's easier to find.
Okay, so in the parenthetical, in that case, I've mentioned her in the sentence. He has three of her works in my bibliography. Then how do I do the parenthetical?
Then you
would I mention her name again?
Then, no, in the parenthetical, since you mentioned her name, you would just use the shortest I guess, the first word or two of whatever the title of the publication was, and then the page number. So you're differentiating which publication it is.
Okay, and then on the citing the, you know, like a shortened version of the work, how do I capitalize that or do I not? Or just capitalize the first word? Or do I capitalize all the words that were capitalized in the title?
Just the first word.
Okay. To me, MLA is shorthand notation. So. Okay, so this time around, I'm saying I'm going to do an exact quote from Professor Hamm and one of his works. So I didn't mention his name in the sentence. It's a quote from him. So I'm using quotation marks for the sentence. So how do I cite at the end of the sentence on that one? And let's say I have two of his works in the bibliography. Well, what would I do, Brittany? How would I cite that?
You have two of his works in the bibliography?
Yeah. And this is the first time I'm using one of his references, one of his works. I just quoted a sentence from him. So how do I do the parenthetical? Mm-hmm. That's an exact quotation from him.
Oh, it says two books.
Well, no, this is just simply the fact that
the actual sentence ends in the sentence, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm actually writing a quotation. It has quotation marks on it, and it's from Clay Hamm.
Then you would italicize the quote. If you're going word for word verbatim of the quote, you would italicize the quote. And then you would give...
Do you italicize the quote, or do you just use quotation marks?
You double check on that.
And again, I really truly am not that familiar with MLA, so I'm not sure.
Me either, Dr. Young. It's okay.
You would not, I tell you.
Well, no, I want you to know.
There's so many things to do with
that. Oh, I know.
You wouldn't italicize it, but you would just reference Hamm, and then you would, in between Hamm and, like we did at first, in between the last name and the page number, you would put a shortened publication reference.
Yeah. So that you could look it up in the and know which reference it is. Do you know if you use quotation marks?
You use quotation marks.
For a quote, right?
Yeah.
You do not?
You don't italicize.
Okay, I didn't. You italicize, what? Again, this is Raven, but you would italicize foreign words, you know, foreign language words. You italicize, well, I don't think you do an MLA. You don't italicize the titles of books.
You don't really italicize anything except for foreign words.
Okay, so the citation parenthetical after a quote would be Hamm. You do a comma before the title?
I'm not sure. I'd have to pull out my...
I would think you'd have to distinguish it from the title, maybe. But you would give an abbreviated portion of the title and the page number here, parentheses. Does that make sense? Okay. How about this? How about a journal article? I'm writing a sentence, I don't quote, but I'm writing a sentence that's referring to this work in a journal, and it's written by two authors, and it's from this, you know, it has the title of the journal article, and then there's the journal. Usually journals have a volume number and then a number within the year. A volume number refers to what year. And then the number usually refers to which issue within that year. And then you could give page number. So how would I cite this journal article? At the end of a sentence that I'm not quoting, but I'm referring to some information from that article. And it's by two authors. Let's say Cam and Snyder.
Article.
Do what?
Their article.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says the author's title, periodical name, volume, issue number, date.
Yeah. Is that all parenthetically done?
Yes.
Okay. And so it's two authors, and you would just simply go with how the. That one caught me by surprise. you would just list the two authors as they're listed in the publication. And then you would give the journal article title, then the journal, and the volume, issue number, date, and page number. So that's a lot. But that would be a proper citation of a journal article. Okay. What would you do with citing a book that's a book in a series, like a multi-volume set? I saw that up towards the front.
As far as bibliography entry?
Not the bibliography entry, but just the citing in the paper, in the text.
I think it would be the author's last name, first name, name of the book, the volume, the edition within the volume.
Do you give the name of the series of books?
I think that, didn't say. Oh, this one doesn't have a series. Or that, this one is blue. This one was a series. That'd be a last name, title of the book, translation. Where are Grand Rapids?
That's the city in which it was published, Urbans, probably.
The date published, I guess. Volume of, I guess, the name of the volume. Second series, 13 volumes. And then, I guess, 1952 through 1955.
Okay. 150 would be the number of pages.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we put pages at the end.
I would think most of your works are going to be, well, let me ask you, what are most of your sources so far?
Mine are like psychologists, so I don't think they're going to be really.
Are they really in particular books? Or, yeah, so you're going to be mostly classes, textbooks. Or, okay. Do you have any journal
articles?
I'm
going to do journal articles. Also.
Yeah, so you may want to study up on how to cite a journal article properly.
I think I have. We all have this manual, don't we?
Yes, I sent that to you earlier. Yeah. And then, of course, as you can see at the first paragraph, but that has the website for the online MLA, so you can always look it up online anytime. And John, how about you? Are your sources mostly textbooks or books?
Well,
do you have any journal articles?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And how about you, Caleb? What are most of your sources? Are they mostly books, or you get a lot of journal articles, or?
Yeah, no, I don't actually don't have any journal articles.
Okay.
But I am looking at this, and a journal article is no different in-text citation than a book.
Okay, so it's just the author's last name and page number.
Yeah.
And but then in the bibliography, if you give all the details.
Yeah, the bibliography would be your only thing that would be different. But then if it's a journal where my mom called me from London, that's why I stepped away. Did we figure out the multiple author answer?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think so. Yeah, citing a multiple author journal article in the text. So you would do the two last names and then the page number, or do you need to put in the title, abbreviated title of the article?
You would just separate the names with a comma.
Yeah.
So you would do Snyder, comma, and Ham, space, page number.
Okay.
Unless, of course, unless by some chance you had multiple authors writing multiple publications.
Yeah, no, okay.
Then you have to put those in quotation marks inside the parenthetical.
Yes, like a journal article, right.
Yeah.
Title.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure you're making a distinction too when you look through the stuff that there's a difference, of course, between in-text parenthetical citation, which is always going to be shorter, and then what you put in the bibliography. The bibliography, you're going to have a full description, right, of authors, titles, and publishing, all that stuff. So when you look in the MLA, make sure, when you're doing your bibliography, at the end of the paper, then make sure you look at that section of the MLA to know the format. But the in-text parentheticals, it's an abbreviation. It's usually, most often, it's going to be the name of the last of the author, the page number only.
What about if you're referencing what someone said? Like, you interviewed someone.
Right. Parenthetically, I think parenthetically you could say the person's last name. QTD, give the author's name. And then in the bibliography, you'll need to check on that, how you cite a, interviewed at such and such time, and give the date. But you have to look that up too in the MLA. And it'll in the MLA, the handbook, you can look at, like in the index, and you look for, quoting, bibliography entries, and then see if you can find one underneath that for personal interview or something of that nature. Okay, anybody else have a unique resource that you'll be using? You wonder how to cite?
So mine's pretty much it.
Yeah. The only unusual one a little bit is your handbook, but since you said it was published, as long as you give the publishing date and the company, treat it like a book. And of course, Caleb, you've got a unique one with citing yourself in those previous papers. We've talked through that. And of course, you're doing that. Well, how many personal interviews or quoting with individuals in conversation are you using?
Well, right now I've interviewed two people.
Okay. So I would encourage you look in the handbook. If you're still in a quandary how to do it, you might then ask Professor Snyder. See if she can help direct you that. Let's see, what else we've looked at? Citing books, citing journal articles, citing multi-volume books. Yeah, you got something else?
Well, it's not about citing, but if it's like, because I know mine's like on social media.
Yeah,
like the interviews are just kind of like based to like just fall into the paper. Like the interviews, I interviewed them about how, because they're young couples. So I interviewed them when they got married, they were young. I guess how, if they were godly at, I guess at that point when they married their spouse. So I don't know if that, if I should put that in there or just to break it down like to the tech.
As long as you, well, you can, as a, using it as a reference, you'd say interviewed, give their names and the date, you know, the exact date of the interview. And then in, that would be a bibliographic entry. And then when you, if you cited them in the text, I think you could just use last names and date. Because then a person can go from that to the bibliography and see that resource.
Okay.
Now, that you raise the other question, though, is how do we cite an online resource, like some web page or whatever, in an article on online? So how do we do that? Citing it in the text. You're either quoting it or giving a, you know, you're referencing it.
I don't think you used the website.
Yeah, just in-text citation, how would you cite it?
Was the question, in for a website?
I'm sorry, it's failed yet?
Was the question, how do you cite a parenthetical for a web source?
Yeah.
You would want to include in the sentence where it's from or the author name, author, article, or website, depending on if it has, if it's a corporate author or if it's like a, you know, somewhat a recognizable blog or something like that.
Yeah.
And you don't really want to include URLs unless you absolutely have to. But you don't need a page number or anything like that based on if you print it out.
Mm-hmm.
Be different for everybody else, so you would typically use a paragraph reference.
Okay. Now, in the bibliography, would you include the URL address there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you finding it in the?
I can't find it though.
I think there's something about the URL in your bibliography where if it's some egregiously long URL, you would cut it off at some point. If you've got five lines of random numbers and letters or something like that, then there's a cutoff that you would use at some point.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, for instance, I've got one that I pulled up off the EBSCO host, which it showed you how to do, put it into the bibliography, and down toward the end, you put ebook collection, and in parenthetical notes, EBSCO host, and then dot, and then web, and then dot, and then you put the date that you accessed it.
Okay.
But I don't remember exactly how it's supposed to be done. It's like he was saying, it sounds like that. What he was saying is how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
As far as putting it in the actual body of the paper.
I'm going to do a personal interview.
You found out?
Yeah. Okay. Last name, and then period, personal interview, period, and the date.
Okay, and that's in parenthesis. Okay, good, good. Okay, and again, because when you get to turning your paper in, the one who will be looking at this for certainly the grammar and style and so forth will be Professor Snyder, as well as the MLA format. So along the way, if you get, but again, I encourage you to do due diligence searching through this, find it on your own. But if you really get stuck and can't quite figure out how to do an entry, a citation or a bibliographic entry, you can contact her. So four different areas, it sounds like. What did we name four? One, certainly books, fairly simple, articles, multi-volume sets, and then personal interviews, we did five, and then also web sources, internet sources. So that's five different general areas, and typically, like in the manual or that little handout I gave you from Clay, from Professor Hamm and Snyder, should direct you through most of those. So make use of that. And again, the online website for the MLA is helpful. It's a little overwhelming because it's so big.
Yeah.
You have to kind of really struggle to find things out, or using the index usually helps most.
One thing that I've used over the years is the Purdue OWL.
Yes. Yeah.
That helps tremendously because it not only gives MLA
gives
format,
samples.
But also has APA format.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Other formats.
Right.
That are out there. And it does give you, like you said, it gives you examples.
Yeah. Do you remember, it's Purdue, what? Purdue. Primarily an engineering school. That's why they haven't had a very good football team in a number of years. Anyway, yeah, the Purdue one.
It's the Purdue, it's owlenglish.purdue.edu.
Okay.
Resource. It's called Purdue Online Writing Lab.
Okay. Yeah, that is.
Which gives you a bunch.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of samples and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So. That's the way they got it set up.
Yeah.
And you can go through and it's all the different styles. Like, for instance, if you're looking on MLA format for end notes and footnotes, it tells you how to do that. Down here, it shows how to cite. It's a tab. You can, like, if you want to cite periodicals, you can click on it, and again, it gives you an example on how you should cite that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's just a brief sketch to get you warmed up to it. And of course, your focus mostly is writing right now. But along the way, try to do your citations properly so you don't have to go back and redo them all, that kind of thing. It's annoying. And be working on your bibliography along the way so it's not a drudgery at the end. So for next week, it'll be March 5th. March 5th. That means we're getting far along in the semester, right? Yeah. It's like the eighth week, man. Come on. We got to get going. That's halfway mark for the whole semester. Yikes. So March 5th, next week, before class, I want you to submit to me, just send me an email with an attachment, a more detailed outline, right? Now, we've done an outline initially, but the intention is that you've done more work and you have more specifics in your work. So I want an outline. It says here to do a full sentence for every point in your paper. I'm not sure we're quite that far along yet, but try to be as detailed as you can. At least give me phrases, if not full sentence, okay? But it should be at least, you know, Roman numeral, A, B, C, D, but then underneath A, at least one or two points, you know, so it needs to be down to the third level at least. Does that make sense? And then try to do the whole paper. Now, again, I realize towards some sections of it, you may not be as clear and it may change, but do an initial think through to detail it that far, okay? And then you can send it to me, or well, or bring in a hard copy because we want everybody to have a chance to look at it. In fact, maybe we should send it to everybody via email. Okay, does that make sense? Detailed outline, send it to me, but also to all the class members, so we can all take a look at it. And so we'll have a sense of how far along you are, and we can not critique it severely, but just for us to kind of see where we are. So during the class, we'll do our usual progress reports, where we are, bring at least a page or two of written material. Well, I'll tell you what, it might be better off for us to look at the a couple pages of written material. Everybody have a copy of each person's work and have read through it beforehand, and we'll kind of look together with it. The detailed outline, just send that to me. Just send that to me. You don't need to send that to the rest of the class. Okay, so assignment is detailed outline, send me a copy at least by 8 o'clock Wednesday night so I can make copies for myself, because I'll bring it in and look at it with you. But the first couple of pages or whatever, some sample writing of your text or your paper, send that to me, to all the fellow classmates, and we'll all look at that together. Okay? And that means, well, from this point right now, 6 weeks to turn the complete paper. That's this many. Okay? 6 weeks. That would be about almost 6 pages a week writing, if you haven't done it yet. That's quite a bit. So be writing, right? So 6 weeks from today, be turned in. That's coming up pretty quick. And in between there, we'll have the we'll have class next week, obviously, unless we have another ice storm. But then we'll have spring break. Yeah, that's next week is week eight. Then we'll have spring break, and we come back March. Is that right? The 19th, yeah. So that puts us past mid-March, week after, well, in two more sessions, we'll be more than halfway through March. Paper is actually due on the week of April 16th. So that time's coming, folks, and I just want to pester you, bother you, encourage you to be writing and make good headway so you don't feel absolute crisis a few weeks out, okay? All right, any questions?
Just right.
Right. Okay, so we know what we're doing for next week. Turn in a detailed outline to me Wednesday night, at least by Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. And then bring in a couple hard pages. If you're not coming to class, you know, listen, you know, be attending Flex, send me a copy of your couple pages as well. Okay? But I like you being here. See, I like faces and friends. That's kind of halfway there, but, you know, it's not quite the same. All right?
Okay.
We're all clear. We're going to trudge along and make progress, right? Very good. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next Thursday. With stuff in hand, right?
Sure.
All righty. All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Turn off the recording.